Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Good morning, everyone. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney is my first guest today, Democrat from the east side of Manhattan and the west side of Queens. She is on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that voted this week to find Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. Congresswoman Maloney, thanks very much for coming on about this. Welcome back to WNYC.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's good to be back in New York and not in Washington, and this whole contempt charge is extremely troubling.
So the vote was along party lines in the committee. Do you think it's okay for an attorney general to refuse to produce documents pertaining to the Fast and Furious gun program after they were subpoenaed by your committee?
Well, the department has cooperated. It has already provided the committee with over 1,300 pages of deliberative documents around the February 4th letter that clearly showed there was no intention to mislead or deceive Congress. More than 25 department officials have provided testimony and participated in interviews and held briefings for Congress. And this includes testimony by the Attorney General, the Assistant Attorney General, and the Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs. And Holder, the Attorney General, has testified on this issue nine times in the last 14 months in total. And the DOJ officials have testified at least 12 congressional hearings. And they have provided over 7,600 pages as part of 46 separate productions to the committee. They've provided more than 3,000 pages of material in response to an 8-item March subpoena in 2011, provided more than 4,000 pages of documents in response to a 22-item October subpoena, responded to dozens of other letters from Chairman Issa and Senator Grassley, and legitimate disagreement exists over producing core law enforcement sensitive material that could jeopardize or politicize open criminal investigations and prosecutions. I think that it is what they did was really extreme, unprecedented, divisive, and politically motivated.
Listeners, any calls on Fast and Furious and this contempt and executive privilege standoff between the executive branch and the Republicans in Congress? 212-433. WNYC 433-9692 for Democratic New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who's on that Oversight and Government Reform Committee. In response to what you just laid out, the Republicans would say that February 4th letter that you referenced that denied the existence of Fast and Furious, the administration had to retract that, and your committee chairman, Darrell Issa, and the other Republicans say they want to know who in the Justice Department was involved. And they would argue that these aren't exactly our classified Afghan war secrets, so why risk a constitutional crisis to keep something like this hidden from the public?
Well, first of all, the Fast and Furious began under the Bush administration, and there were several other gun-walking programs that they initiated. In the testimony that we've looked at, the AG did not know about this program. He's trying to run the entire country, the protection of our people. He responded quickly and decisively as soon as he learned that gun walking occurred, and he stopped it. And the one letter to Grassley, they relied on what someone said, and then it was wrong, and so they retracted that. But if you are going to look at an investigation, you need to look at the full investigation. Yet they have refused to bring in any official that worked and originated the program under former President Bush. The former AG, Michael Mukasey, we've repeatedly asked to have him come in so we can have a full view. And the former head of ATF, Kenneth Melson, they've never called him in. They have never looked at this in any real way in that you would look at an investigation. They have just tried to go after the Attorney General of the United States in an election year. It looks more like a witch hunt during a witch hunting season that will probably not be over until Election Day. And it has become extremely politicized. If they were really serious about reform and changing what exists, then they would pass reform measures. I put, in response to the scandal, a number of reform bills out there that the agents, the border agents, have asked for, such as calling for making gun walking literally a crime that can be punishable. Now it's just a sort of a paperwork violation, and cracking down on the guns on the border. Thousands of guns are going across the border, and people are dying. Why are AK-47s legal? Let's ban them. Let's ban straw purchases. Let's take some strong anti-gun control and control the guns at the border. That would get at the real issue, as opposed to the political Republican issue of going after the Attorney General of the United States.
Now, President Obama used executive privilege for the first time, as you know, to keep those documents secret. That has led Republicans to claim he must be protecting himself from something, because presidents don't claim executive privilege to protect staffers in the Justice Department. Here is South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy.
If he did not know about Fast and Furious before Brian Terry was murdered, if he did not approve of the wiretap applications, then what in the world is he asserting executive privilege for? He's either part of it or he's not. If he's part of it, then we've had a series of witnesses that have misled this committee.
How do you respond to Congressman Gowdy?
Well, absolutely no one in any document, public, private, privileged, or whatever, has in any way said that the President of the United States knew or was involved in any way, shape, or form. This is the first time that he has invoked executive privilege. Prior presidents have invoked it many more times, both Republican and Democratic. And what they are doing is protecting a key priority of the executive branch, the internal discussions between staff. That's what they are going after in a very limited area between February 4th and I believe it was in October. But it's a very limited area, and what this has come in to be looking more like a fishing expedition for documents for over a year that have been turned over repeatedly.
So would that be an unprecedented use of executive privilege, though, protecting documents that pertain to conversations between staff members in the Justice Department? That's pretty removed from the executive himself, the president.
This I believe, would be the first time that would, and everything they do is they're creating a precedent for the future. And our Constitution very clearly tries to keep the two bodies separated and protecting their priorities.
My guest, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, New York City Democrat, who's on the Government Oversight and Reform Committee. She voted no, as did all the Democrats in the committee, on holding Attorney General Holder in contempt of Congress the other day. Let's take a call. Phil in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Phil.
Hey, Brian. As you know, and hi, Congressman, I'm a little bit of an expert in this matter. I actually used to train
agents.
And can you hear me okay?
Yeah. I was just saying, I don't know that you're an expert in Fast and Furious, but go ahead.
Not an expert on Fast and Furious, but I'm an expert on gun issues and on law enforcement. I've actually spoken to some people on the border. And there's a bigger issue here. Prior to the Fast and Furious program, the Bush administration had a very small program, which they backed out of, which they wrote in the notes, which the Obama administration knows. They said, don't try this again. This was a bad idea. And yet the Obama administration went to a bigger program, a gigantic program, which lacked any controls whatsoever. But more importantly, there are statistics, and the Mexican criminal gangs were getting very few guns. I think the highest number I ever saw in any study was 18% from the United States. These cartels are getting military and police-grade weapons from corrupt military and police sources in Mexico and from other South American and Central American countries. If you were a drug gang person, why would you want a Remington shotgun that somebody in America uses for hunting when you could get a fully automatic weapon, military-grade weapon? And the big story is, and give me one more second, and I'll...
Really, really quick, you know, Phil, because you've been on a while.
The big story is that the Obama administration ran this program to try to prove, to try to do some gun control. They wanted to make an issue that American guns were causing crime so that they could do an executive order, control the gun sales on the border, and then use that as precedent to do it nationally.
And Philip, I get all your points, and I'm going to get a response from Congresswoman Maloney. Do you think that kind of politics was involved in Fast and Furious?
Well, he is correct. It did begin under the Bush administration. But I think the bigger issue is one that was raised at the hearing by Peter Forselli, an ATF special agent from Phoenix, who called the existing gun laws toothless. So what we really want to do is get to the core problem. But instead of vigorously pursuing these reforms, this committee flatly rejected any efforts to discuss them. For example, when I attempted to question the ATF witnesses about the failure of the current laws to combat gun trafficking, Chairman Issa cut me off, and he instructed the ATF agent not to answer my question. He said that their testimony would be out of the scope of the hearing and that their opinions, and I'm quoting, would not be considered valid testimony. And it was as if the chairman took reform off the table before we even started investigating. And the real purpose of the Government Reform and Oversight Committee is reform. So let's, if the agents are saying, give us more tools, let's make our gun laws strong so that we can stop the flow of guns and so that we can prevent gun violence at the border and any other place that is hurting both Mexico and the United States, then let's do it. But instead of working on reform and actually getting at the core problem, they are going, it's like a going after one fish after another. They demand this, they demand that. They've even demanded documents from the DOJ that it would have been absolutely illegal for the department to release. They demanded documents that were protected under court order. So it seems to be an attempt to attack the Attorney General. It is a new low for the Congress of the United States. And I really couldn't believe that they would bring this to a contempt vote in the committee. They are bringing it to a floor vote next week. And this will make, if Speaker Boehner goes forward, he'll be far more extreme than Newt Gingrich. Even Newt Gingrich would not bring a contempt vote against Janet Reno.
When one was suggested by the committee at that time.
Yes.
Liam in Middletown, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian. I agree, actually, with the congresswoman that this is all, you know, this entire congressional fiasco is politically motivated, but I think I agree for a very different reason. This happened under a Democratic administration in a very big election year, and I just quite frankly refuse to believe that any Democratic members of this committee would have been voting no if this had happened under Bush, if this whole thing had unfolded under, you know, Alberto Gonzalez or under McCasey or whoever you want to say it might be. This is really just quite frankly embarrassing for me. You know, as a Democrat, this is a quintessentially Democratic issue that the Democrats should be standing up for, should be questioning Eric Holder, and if need be, hold him in contempt of Congress. I agree with Boehner. I agree with ISA. I'm sure they're doing it also for some political, you know, political reasons, but I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. I think this is just, you know, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing.
So, Congresswoman, on that issue, let's play out the hypothetical. If this was President Bush, who everybody agrees their administration started Fast and Furious, but if it was on their watch that they lost track of many of these guns that were put on the street in Mexico, and a U.S. agent, Brian Terry, wound up dead, shot by one of those guns, and the Bush people first said there was no such program, wouldn't you feel it was your job on the Oversight Committee to get to the bottom of who said and did what when?
But what they're requesting are documents that have absolutely nothing to do with how gun walking was utilized in Fast and Furious operations. It has absolutely nothing to do with that. It is going after a narrow set of documents, which is practically the only thing left. They've gotten everything else. That is a deliberative exchange in the executive branch. And executive branch agencies historically do not disclose internal deliberative communications about how to respond to congressional inquiries. So this is a new step of going between the powers between the executive branch and the legislative branch.
We've just got a couple of minutes left. I read that the Attorney General is offering a compromise solution to this standoff. Are you familiar with it?
I left Congress last night and got home at about 11 o'clock. If something has happened this morning, he in the letter, actually, from the Attorney General's office that was before Congress, there may be one since then, they were saying, let's continue to work together. Let's work this out. I believe the Attorney General in his office has bent over backwards to cooperate. But when it comes to the internal deliberations of the Department of Justice, that's where he and the president, they drew the line, and I agree with them.
I haven't seen any details reported of what the compromise might be. What do you think an acceptable compromise could involve? Can you think of one?
Well, I think that we can work this out. But basically what's happening, instead of going after guns, the committee majority has gone after the Attorney General, and rather than solve the problems of guns on our streets and guns on our borders, we have not had one single bill about making gun walking a crime, a serious crime. Let's do that. And trafficking a serious crime, which the agents themselves have called for. And this isn't about Fast and Furious anymore. This is about attacking the Attorney General and the president in an election year.
By the way, just on one detail about the death of Brian Perry, there was a Daily Beast article that sought to debunk the idea that he was shot with a gun that was part of the Fast and Furious program, that, in fact, that's inconclusive based on the ballistics test. Do you have a position on that?
I believe the report from the FBI was that it was Fast and Furious guns.
Okay.
Two. But the original report was that there were three guns. That was not true.
Okay. Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, Democrat from Manhattan and Queens, a member of the Government Oversight and Reform Committee, voted against the Republican majority on holding Eric Holder in contempt. Thanks a lot for laying out your party's case on this.
Thank you for your interest.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And coming up next, Romney, as we switch parties, addresses the convention of Latino elected officials and tries to be for and against the president's DREAM Act policy. We will pay a visit to his rhetorical tightrope in a minute.